Welcome to the Biz Trends 2024 report. I'm Danette Breitenbach, Biz Communities Marketing and Media Editor. Today we welcome Nede Diagi, the MD of Insights Division, West and East and Central Africa for Kantar. As an Afrofuturist all the way from Dakar, Senegal, she will bring her unique West African and Pan-African vantage, signature Afro-enthusiasm and Afro-excellence to the topic of trends. As the MD of Kantar's Insight Division, West, East, and Central Africa, this year her thought leadership topic is Africa at a Crossroads, Threads of Gold, Finding Sustainable Growth in High Potential Continents, adding immense value to the BizTrends report. Welcome. We cannot wait to follow these threads of gold with you.
Hello everyone, my name is Ndei Jain. I am the Managing Director of Kantar for the region West, East and Central Africa. And I'm privileged to be part of an exciting program that we lead within Kantar that's called Kantar Africa Life. And the insights that I'm going to share today are rooted from Africa Life and hopefully will give you different perspectives, new perspective, fresher perspective about Africa and the growth opportunities that are there for your brands. Today, I'm super thrilled to join you for the fourth edition of BizTrends. And we're not just going to discuss trends. We're going to dive into the heart of Africa's vibrant landscape of opportunities. In a world that is grappling with economic challenges, many people say that the world is depressed or talk about polycrisis. Well, Africa is not immune to that. And at the same time, the story of Africa is not a footnote. It is a headline of resilience, of innovation, of creativity and growth. And I want to embark with you today on this journey to rediscover and reshape Africa's narrative in the global marketplace, especially when we hear about this lost decade. So I challenge really the lost decade narrative for Africa. And I hopefully with you over the next 20 minutes, going to share some of the threads of gold that we've seen, identified, explored, and for you to nurture those and get to the next stage of your brand growth. So starting with addressing the elephant in the room, clearly. This is something that I came across 2 weeks ago, where once again, the global media still predominantly paints Africa in strokes of despair. And it's really exemplified by this article, which is a 2023 article from a major global news outlet. And it speaks about the lost decade as a reality, not as a question mark, but really it's been another lost decade for Africa. And it speaks about Africa being in trouble and ends with the West better start paying attention now. And overall, I was really surprised that in 2023 we would still have unidimensional stories about Africa. And the language throughout this article really was filled with words like chaos, dreadful, deadly. And it continues to paint a stark and unidimensional picture, overshadowing really many of the strides and potentials that we see. And the question that I ask myself, can this be true? Can this be real in 2023? Can it be, and everybody should ask themselves, can it be the complete picture? It can't be the only story. I didn't think that I would still have to start another talk about Africa with stereotypes, but they still prevail in 2023. And what I want to do with you today is really peeling back these layers to reveal the other part of the story. You may be familiar with this fantastic TED talk by this renowned Nigerian author, Chimamanda Adichie, The Danger of the Single Story. I'm sure you would have known, you know about that one. And I just want to pick this one sentence from that talk, which is, power is the ability not just to tell the story of another person, but to make it the definitive story of that person. And basically, We are way more. We are way more than just that unidimensional story of Africa. It is a mosaic of accomplishments, of innovations, and a unyielding spirit that hopefully we're going to talk about. So many storytellers go back to this African proverb, which speaks about until the lion learns to speak, every story will glorify the hunter. And it is now time, again time, and it will always be time for us to tell our own stories, to take control of the continent's narrative. We must shift from a discourse of deficit, of lost decade, to one of strength and opportunities. So it's really here about challenging the narratives to bring the light, to bring to light the diverse, dynamic stories about Africa. And we increasingly see some of these voices, initiatives like Next Narrative of Africa, which I came across not long ago as well, are pioneering this change, committed to telling African stories for global impact. And these stories are not just stories, they're really powerful tools for shaping perceptions, for inspiring change, for driving growth for brands. To me, really, an initiative like Next Narrative Africa focuses on these stories are to highlight innovation, to inspire brands around the technology opportunity, around entrepreneurship in Africa, and emphasizing the continent's role as a player in the global digital economy. So for brands, this means really tapping into a narrative of technological advancement, creativity, innovation to get to the next stage of growth. And there are not only, there are so many other initiatives. There is this one and others like it are not just telling African stories. They're really reframing Africa's role in the global narrative, from passive subjects to active storytellers, to doers, to go-getters, to opportunity finders, to growth finders. So it's really about telling better stories about Africa and telling Africa stories in a better way. So at Kantar, we're on a mission to tell these stories, the real stories behind the challenges, the stories of growth, the human insights, the human truth that really motivate the people, that motivate the consumers, all those things that you need to know to activate and drive growth. So it's a compass pointing towards the untapped opportunities and growth pathways for brands in Africa. Because the reality is, Africa's story isn't linear. It's a yes and. So a lot of challenges, like so many parts in the world anyway, and so many opportunities also. There's a lot of innovation, the entrepreneurial spirit, and a burgeoning market that's eager for growth. It's a narrative that's ripe for with opportunities for brands willing to engage deeply and authentically. And that's exactly what this golden thread or the threads of gold that I'm talking about are going to be about. First, I want to start with the vast population, the youth and technology as Africa's assets. They're really at the heart of what's driving or propelling the continent to the next level. And of course, as we talk about the continent's assets, we also talk about the assets of the people. And throughout the work that we do, with data-backed insights, we've identified creativity, creation, culture, and community as the emerging values that are really driving the African consumers. And we'll see a lot of that through the illustrations and the case studies that I'm going to show today. So really, if we think about Africa today, I think there are some breakthroughs that we can't ignore. One is really about the green energy revolution and how we're powering the world. The second is the global impact of culture and African music in particular. To also, when we talk technology, the financial ingenuity of M-Pesa. So we have these cultural exports, these technology advancements, And also the Green Revolution that are really reshaping global trends. Africa is really participating in the global narrative. It is actually, leading it in so many dimensions. So I want today to really illuminate some of those, what Africa has to offer, what your brands can leverage, use, get inspiration from, and craft your strategies behind those elements. So one first thing that I want to share is really Ethiopia as a market. It is new to me. Over the past years of this program, we've not gone into Ethiopia, and it's the first time that we went into Ethiopia to try and understand the market, the people, and the dynamism of this market. And I was fascinated by our findings. It's a huge market. 120 million is a big market to consider. That's one. And second, some of the dynamics that we see from consumer confidence to how they engage with, brands, how they make decisions, or the patriotism as well, all of those make really Ethiopia almost like an outlier in the positive way. It's an exception and a cultural exception that I thought I would start with, talking about these threads of gold from the continent. So Ethiopians' belief in a brighter future is not just a hope. It is really grounded in tangible improvements in education, healthcare, and economic prospects, as I mentioned. And it's a story of a nation that is rising, needs to be replicated across the continent. There's no wonder that they're now part of the BRICS, as we've seen recently. So it's also fascinating to see how much of a progress there is in terms of gender equality and how statements around gender inequality are pushed back by within this society. It's really a story about breaking barriers and forging new paths. And continuing on our journey of opportunities illuminated, I want to shift now from a market to a sector and talk culture and the cultural vanguard, because these are really where we're seeing most of the strides, and I think this is where a lot of the brand's inspiration needs to come from, and some of the partnerships to envisage to make real as well. Clearly, Africa's arts and culture today are more and more coming to be not just expressions, they are economic drivers, brand drivers, and global connectors. So when we talk music to visual arts, we see really Africa's creative industries are crafting a narrative of innovation and influence. And I want to start first with, of course, this fabulous cover with Davido's and his journey from a continent that is often underestimated to the covers of Forbes is really already something. It is Africa's story, and it is a testament to the global influence and market power of African creativity. It's so fascinating to hear him say, "I can remember when it wasn't cool to be from Africa," and people would lie and say they were Jamaican, and they are bringing now that pride on the forefront and making strides. So more of inspiration and using heritage as really an opportunity, which is the real inspiration here for brands. So we increasingly see a new generation of international talent. So that's really beyond a single person of Davido. We see Africa really being a trendsetter in pop culture. From Amapiano to Afrobeats, African music is crossing borders, it's creating new cultural dialogues and opportunities for brand engagement. And these are some other examples where we see African musicians being global chart toppers, being cultural ambassadors. We see these collaborations with global artists that are not from Africa and with brands as well, creating new intersections for cultural exchange and market penetration. So clearly, and if we move to art as well, we do see now the global art market waking up to the brilliance of and the originality and the peculiarities and the specificities of African art. It's beyond cultural appreciation, it's an economic revolution that is possible and that is starting. We're talking also bringing African creativity to global audiences and markets. So, and the last one that I want to show is on fashion. When we talk fashion as well, we see increasingly African fashion redefining, global styles and trends. Some collaborations like this one with Adidas and Rich Mincy are not just design partnerships, I'd say, but they are cultural dialogues. They are an invitation to have a cultural dialogue, to create new narrative and market opportunities, and to create inspiration and brands. So I think from these examples, what we see and what was really the intention of this talk was to provide optimism and inspiration and deny that lost decade story. The lost decade story to me is incomplete, it is therefore inaccurate, and it needs to be rewritten. And so many of the examples that we've seen today demonstrate that. We've seen recently the New York Times going into a four-part series about Africa and highlighting the potential, the opportunity, and the great stories. Their headline was, "The world is becoming more African." And we see that in the music that we listen, in the food that we consume, the recipes. We see that in the fashion, the clothes that we wear. And increasingly, that's going to be a reality. There's no point probably reminding it, but I will still do it, reminding the fact that in less than 3 decades, one out of four human beings will be African. One fourth of humanity will be African. So that is something that we need to take into account and be part of the people, the players that are going to build the story. Making it a lost decade is not necessarily something that's going to serve anyone. Identifying the threads of gold, amplifying them, nurturing those, repeating, replicating is really what's going to serve the world overall. So for me, the future is really an application of the past decade, actually. So seeing those threads of gold and what's really reshaping the world and activating and implementing wherever we are playing. So the future really lies in our ability to see the gold threads and leverage these, and that's what I call activation. So again, just in closing, Africa's narrative is not one of lost decade. For brands, the opportunities are diverse, as diverse and dynamic as Africa itself. It's about weaving these threads of gold into our strategies. That's how we're going to enhance the business outcomes. That's how we're going to innovate differently, to create differently, and contributing to the vibrant tapestry of Africa's growth for the benefit of the world. So let's not just participate in Africa's story. Let's be the catalyst for its next chapters of success and innovation. Thank you.